This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports the command of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says a shooting down of a U.S. drone sends a clear message to the United States.
General Hossein Salami also said that Iran does not have any intention for war with any country, but we are ready for war. His speech was carried live on Iranian state television shortly after U.S. and Iranian officials acknowledged the shooting down of the drone.
That's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma. The Iraqi army on Wednesday said it is investigating a series of mysterious rocket attacks on military bases hosting U.S. personnel in an oil field linked to the U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil. The Iraqi government statement comes as an unidentified rocket early Wednesday hit near the operations headquarters of ExxonMobil in the southern province of Basra. The Iraqi security media cell said that the rocket landed in a district west of Basra. It did not disclose information about the perpetrators, but said three workers were injured in that attack. A day after the Mexican Senate ratified the new trade deal with Canada and the United States, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is now visiting Washington this Thursday to discuss the agreement and other trade issues with U.S. President Donald Trump. Wednesday's 114-4 vote in Mexico was overwhelmingly in favor of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, despite some misgivings and tensions with the United States over immigration. Mexico is the first country to approve the USMCA. It is the replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump has called NAFTA one of the worst trade deals ever made. He said that it killed U.S. jobs and gave all the advantages to Mexico, something that was hammered out in this new trade agreement. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that House Democrats say they plan to take the White House to court after former advisor Hope Hicks refused to answer questions about her time with President Trump and whether he'd been in contact with Russia.
Democrats are saying Hope Hicks wouldn't answer even simple questions like where her office was in the White House. That's because she was directed not to by the current White House counsel, who is citing executive privilege. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says that position is, quote, ridiculous. And Democrats plan to fight it in court surrounding Hicks and other witnesses.
And that is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. A UN rights investigator says that there is credible evidence linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi last October in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Agnes Calamard, the UN special on extrajudicial execution, said that Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate premeditated execution and extrajudicial killing for which the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible under international human rights law.
There is no way the leaders of that state, including the Crown Prince, were not aware of those violations. In fact, there is evidence, credible evidence, pointing to their involvement.
Saudi Arabia has put 11 people on trial for Khashoggi's murder and is seeking the death penalty for five of them. The road to the White House next year runs through a handful of U.S. states where the election is expected to be especially close due to changing demographics and the polarizing politics of Republican President Donald Trump. To better understand the dynamics driving the vote, Reuters identified four of the nation's most competitive counties and those political battlegrounds and will report from them, according to them, through the November 2020 elections. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and China's Xi Jinping meet in Pyongyang for a summit as tensions flare between the United States and North Korea over efforts to get the North to stop its nuclear weapons program. Reuters' Jason Albano has details.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un kicked off another major summit on Thursday, but this time it's not with Donald Trump. Instead, Kim's rolled out the red carpet for President Xi Jinping, marking the first trip by a Chinese leader to Pyongyang in more than a decade. China's the only major ally of North Korea, and Xi's arrival comes as tensions flare once again between the U.S. and North Korea over Trump's efforts to get Pyongyang to ditch its nuclear weapons.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.